This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that we discovered about 30 days ago. They've been very hot, if you will, and been very active. Consider they were dormant for months. We're talking no other than Kidd Castle Education. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol KDCE, trading at around 85 cents a share. They've been as high as around $2 a share last week. And with us today to bring us up to speed and what's been going on behind the scenes is the new CEO of the company, Frank Igualer. Frank, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. And good morning, everybody.
Obviously, you guys bought this company. You filed an 8K 7 to 14 days ago. What is the new management's vision and where do we go from here?
Our mission is to use Kidd Castle as a vehicle to get us into the NASDAQ. In that, we already raised some funding. We have our Regulation A qualified by the SEC already. And we want to be a pure play CBD in the cannabis industry. So because CBD is legal under the Farm Bill, so we intend to like take advantage of that. And then we want to come in and, you know, we found that there is so much in the CBD industry that is scattered, unorganized. Everybody is popping up with their own brand. We kind of want to standardize the process and then establish a top brand in the industry. So we are raising, actually, the parent company, the Cannabino Biosciences, that bought, that took control of KDCE.
Correct.
Actually, is raising $50 million under Regulation A, filed all the paperwork with SEC. It has been qualified since April 16th, 2019. And then we have commitment of about $7.7 million from investors. And our goal is to cash those commitments, use them to acquire CBD operations, and then plug them into KDCE and run it to, through to NASDAQ. Now, we have some work to do still because we still have to bring KDC current with OTC, FINRA, and SEC. So we're working on it. We are now trying to get the 10K ready, and we're going to get the Super K ready once we file these things.
And what's that time frame?
The 10K and Super K will be filed this week, yes.
Are you going to keep the name Kidd Castle Education, or are you going to change the name?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to keep Kidd Castle?
Yes.
Well, let me ask you this. So what is the action plan for you to achieve all this vision? That it sounds like you guys are taking on a huge monumental task here to raise money, become a CBD business, hemp business. How are you going to get there?
Okay. We have our action plan is lined up sequentially in this way. We have done the required filings with SEC, and we've got qualified. We're actually the only CBD company that has been qualified under Reg A by SEC currently. No other person has been able to cross the line. And we believe being the first, having a first mover advantage, we could use KDCE to then show our investors that we are capable of making their investment liquid. That's all we wanted to demonstrate, that if we talk cannabinoid into KDCE, into Kidd Castle, it could run. And you notice what happened the first day of trade and the second day. So it shows that the investors are interested, but we are kind of taking our time in updating investors on our action plan. So now that we have our filings taken care of, we have our SEC qualification taken care of. Our job is to bring Kidd Castle current, which we hope to do between now and end of the year. Now, between then and March of next year, our journey to the NASDAQ will start from January. That's when we've already engaged a PCAOB auditor, like the auditors that are required by SEC in order for us to be registered on the NASDAQ. So we're engaging with them this week. They're coming into our office in Torrance. They're going to look through the books of Kit Casto and then give us a quote for their engagement. So once we engage them, they'll start working with us. They are sure to audit our 2019 financials, which is the financials of combined Kit Casto and Cannabinoid Biosciences. And then from there, we start our application with NASDAQ. I think NASDAQ will be a short process. It will take like 2 or 3 months for us to get there. But that's the process. On the money part of it, how are we going to finance this? I just spoke about how we have about $7.7 million in investors' commitment on our crowdfunding. Our crowdfunding is crowdfunder.com/CBDXfund. So the crowdfunding commitment, we are cashing it little by little because we have to go through the the anti-money laundering, AML, and KYC. So our escrow agents are helping us go through that, investor by investor, but we are banking the money. So we have the cash to get started. Now, we don't have the cash enough to start our big acquisition yet. But very soon, we're going to start acquisitions.
Well, Frank, let me ask you this. Give my listeners a little bit of a background of what you do and just basically what you have achieved in the past.
Okay. So like you know, my name is Frank Igualo. I came to America about 18 years ago, and I focus on acquiring education, the best training there is. I have two bachelor's degrees, one in accounting and one in economics. I have an MBA from California State University here in Dominguez Hills, California. I also have a master's degree in risk management from NYU, Stern School of Business. I have a JD from Southwestern Law School. It's an ABA accredited law school. And I accumulated this knowledge and skill sets to be able to perform well as a finance as well as legal expert. So over the time, I've worked in various capacities, working for companies like OSI Systems. OSI is trading on the NASDAQ. The ticker symbol is OSIS. I've worked for them for a while. I've also worked in Hollywood, helping several companies get their financials together. I've worked in a private equity environment where I help clean up acquisitions and make them more attractive to investors to buy or sell. I've worked in a non-profit environment for about 4 years plus, helping low-income families become empowered to get their stuff together, to acquire a house, to build their American dreams. I've also worked in the public accounting environment. That's how I got involved in cannabis. So over time, I worked, for example, within 30 days, I did a consulting for MedMen. MedMen is a cannabis company in California, Culver City here. I did one for Verano Holdings. Yes, I did one for Verano Holdings in Illinois, and then one for Crisco Labs. And then within 30 days of this consulting work, was able to help Crisco raise almost $100 million. I was part of a team. I didn't do it alone. I was part of a team of group of people, experts, that helped them to get their financials together, roll up some dispensaries, and then get their audit together so that they could raise money. Crisco raised about $100 million after our work. Verano raised $120 million. Crisco is now trading on the Canadian Stock Exchange.
Frank, unfortunately, we're kind of running out of time here. We need to wrap it up. What is it that you really want investors and my listeners to know about your company going forward here for the next 90 days?
Okay, for the next 90 days, we are hitting the throttle. We are going to accelerate our process to get Kit Casto current, as well as to start acquisitions, and then to talk whatever we could purchase into the company to get ready to be on the NASDAQ. Our goal is that by March next year, we'll be on the NASDAQ. That's our goal.
The company that we're highlighting here today is Kit Castle Education. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol KDCE. And with us today was then the CEO of that company, Mr. Frank Eggweiler. Frank, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on today. I know that you got your hands full. It seems like a big mountain and a big monument to take on, but I'm sure you could do that. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update of what's going on with your company.
Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.